No living artist had ever enjoyed such levels of popularity. The young man who gained renown for the pathos and sentimentality of his blue and rose periods then turned the art world on its head with cubism before returning to the serenity of the classical approach and ultimately embarking upon an audacious and highly personal artistic adventure. This same artist had spoken out boldly against the horrors of the Spanish Civil War, becoming a willing exile who stood firm in the face of the Nazi occupation, an activist in the peace movement, and a supporter of communism. And last but not least, he became an elderly man surrounded by young children, female companions, and wives whose youth contrasted starkly with his advanced years. It is therefore no surprise that this irrepressibly vital artist, who was as extravagant as he was friendly, became a sought-after subject for photographers. Echoes of this public perception of Picasso can be found in the book by André Verdet, Picasso à son image, or Picasso in his own image, which was published in 1956 following the recording of the film The Mystery of Picasso by Henri-Georges Clouzot. Further testimonies are found in the remarkable photograph albums created by David Douglas Duncan, The Private World of Pablo Picasso, published in Mexico in 1958, and its poignant and emotional posthumous sequel, Goodbye Picasso, published in 1974. The latter shares its elegiac character with Roberto Otero's book Forever Picasso, also published in 1974, which presented the artist in full pomp during the final years of his life. Duncan's and Otero's books are complemented by Edward Quinn's volume titled Picasso de Bloom, which provided a unique insight into the playful and multifaceted side of Picasso's character. Also of note is Picasso's Third Dimension by John Milley, a book filled with iconic snapshots in which the Albanian-American photographer captures Picasso drawing in the air with light. The book was the outcome of a photographic reportage that was commissioned from Milley by Life magazine. What should have been a brief 15-minute encounter extended into a number of photo sessions that gave rise to Picasso's famous light paintings, which he created by drawing in the air with a small electric light. The resultant photographs were exhibited in the early 1950s at the Museum of Modern Art in New York.